this Saturday is going to be our first annual ASOTV Celebrity Flag Football Classic.
Stop right there. What is ASOTV?
Aggie Special Olympic Texas Volunteers. It's an A&M group on campus. Like I said, it's the first year they're doing this, and they basically just play all the sports with the Special Olympics teams in the area. And one of them is flag football. And I actually get the honor of playing with them regularly, so we have practice twice a week. And so this is going to be our big fundraiser, because as you can imagine, some of these tournaments are a little expensive, and so we're looking to go to Nationals is in New Jersey, and then World is in L.A. So, I mean, World's in L.A. It's not as great as usual, but it's going to be a big fundraiser. We're real excited. We've got KBTX involved, Team Candy 95, which includes myself, Jeremy from the Night Rush. Adam Knight might be playing. We also have College Station Fire and Police Department, as well as Brian, Fire and Police, the DPS. Who else do we have? Beautiful Savior Lutheran Church. They let us practice at their church, so they're one of our teams. And it's going to be a great day. Tickets are just $5. You can buy them at the CS Med Center during business hours, or all week long they have them in the Academic Plaza. I believe the sales are 11 to 2, so if you're a student, you know, you can go through the Academic Plaza. And we're going to have T-shirts on sale, concessions, and it's just going to be a great day of flag football. It starts at 10 at SFA Middle School in Bryan. That's important. I didn't mention that.
And you can buy tickets at the stadium?
You can buy them the day of, yes, which I'm sure that's where the majority of people will be getting their tickets.
So tell me about the experience of playing flag football.
Did you see my face light up when I started talking about it?
I know.
I love this event and this team, and I actually got involved when someone just came out to one of my events and they started talking to me and, you know, putting the bug in my ear like, hey, do you want to come out and just see what happens at these practices. And so the more I came out, the more I started doing, and now I'm literally on the team. So when they go to state and world, I am going to be there. Like, I am a unified partner is what they call it. And it's just a great thing to see these athletes with intellectual disabilities play at the performance that they do. They are such talented athletes. Like, our quarterback, his name is James, and he is amazing. And I'm just super excited to be a part of it.
They show no fear.
They don't. And it's, if you guys come out on Saturday, I guarantee you, you will not be able to pick out the athletes from the ASOTV Unified Partners. Now, some of the quote celebrities, you know, the big Brian Police and Fire guys, I'm sure you'll be able to pick them out. But the athletes, I mean, you wouldn't even know. They're amazing.
In your short experience doing this, what's been the most fun for you? What's been the most inspirational for you?
Probably just talking to them about things they did before joining the ASOTV groups. Some of them played football in high school, but once they, you know, graduate, there's really nothing for them to do. So the fact that a group on campus was able to orchestrate such a giant thing, because it's not just flag football, they also have swimming, bocce.
Is there a place listeners can go online and learn more about ASOTV?
Yes, they actually have a website, which is asotv.tamu.edu. And I believe they're probably looking for new members, because I think some of them are looking to graduate. And you can volunteer, you know, on many different levels. You can come out to the event and volunteer, or you can play on the team like I do and be a unified partner.
This being a fundraiser, what does the money go towards?
This is a Special Olympics event, but the money is going to our team, the Aggie Bombers. So it's staying local, and that's important, because we do have these high aspirations to go to state and to go to world, and we need uniforms to do it. You know, we need the travel. And so this is going to be a fun way, you know, just to make up the money that we need to do that. And it's not going anywhere else in Texas. It is staying right here in the BCS. And the Aggie Bombers, if you can't make it out on Saturday, you can actually come watch us practice. It's every Wednesday and Sunday at Beautiful Savior Lutheran Church. I mean, it's an open thing. It's really fun. And it's just such a great time.
What time?
We practice on Wednesdays at 5:30 and then Sundays at 4:30.
Talk a little bit about the rules in Special Olympics football.
You can't actually celebrate when you score a touchdown. There are a lot of rules to flag football, and that was one of the things that was hard to pick up on immediately. Like, there are certain areas where you can run and where you can pass, and then you conduct. It's a Special Olympics event, so it's very strict. And so you can't celebrate. Obviously, no trash talking, but you have mouth guards in that you have to wear the entire time, or you'll get a penalty. You got to keep the flags two on the sides, one in the back, or that's a penalty. It's just a lot of stuff to remember. And then you throw in plays for someone like me who doesn't really play flag football. It gets a little intense.
I was going to go there about how complicated the schemes are.
They are. They are. I actually had to, when I started volunteering, they gave me these packets, and they're pretty thick, and you know, you got to read the packets, and then to be a unified partner that actually travels with the team, you have to take tests online to make sure you know all the rules. And so I've put a lot into it, and I'm getting so much out of it. I love that I got involved with this organization and the Aggie Bombers, and it just kind of happened. You know, I wasn't looking for it. They came out to a party on the patio and started talking to me, and now I love it. And I really enjoyed playing on the football team.
So the Special Olympics participants, they're also in school too then, or what's the age range?
The age range for the Aggie Bombers is, I believe, 18 is the youngest they can be. And it goes up. I mean, we have Clay just turned 33 2 weeks ago, I think, and Andy might be a little older. So it's all ages, really, 18 to 40s, I would say. And it's amazing. I really like it.
I think on a number of levels, this is fun.
It is. And it's just so great to see this group of athletes, because they're so fit, and that's so important for people with intellectual disabilities, because that's the big thing for Special Olympics. It's if they don't go out and they don't exercise, then you know they're not as happy, and then health problems kick in faster. And these guys are, I mean, they're just amazing people, and that there's the inspiration right there. It's just going out there and seeing how happy they are and how much they want to play. And that's why Special Olympics created unified teams, which is not just athletes versus athletes. It's the partners and the athletes. So it really just mimics a true football game. You know, you've got, I mean, like I said, some our athletes are amazing, but our partners, the ones that hit me, they're also amazing. So the fact that they can play against each other or together, it just really heightens the performance of the game, and it's awesome.
And you have officials, and you have the scoreboards, I'm
we do.
Sure. And, I mean, this is a full-fledged event.
Yes, it is. And scoring actually gets a little confusing for me, because I know there are points you can get for other things, so I don't even want to try and tackle that. But, it's a full-on game, and these guys are good.
So, again, this is Saturday. When do the games start?
They're going to start at 10. It's going to be a double elimination. So, if you guys want to come out, it'll probably last till around 5. It's at SFA Middle School in Bryan. Tickets are just $5. And it's going to benefit our local Aggie Bombers Special Olympic team.